What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I'm not surprised to see there is a lot of response to the taxation issue of NIL. Thank you for all the comments there at 402-464-5685. We could do a whole show on that, but I don't want to make that the case here. So we're going to move on.
Very seldom will you text me about a show issue topic the day before and say, this really has got me. And you did that yesterday. I knew.
I called Seth about it yesterday, too. Because he's on my side.
Really?
You know, he's a business owner. He gets taxed like crazy. Why am I not exempt from taxes?
I think you'd find a lot of fans that would sign off on this, though, in Georgia and Florida and Alabama and Illinois. They would say, yeah, just exempt them. We got to win. We got to win. And we cannot surrender this advantage, particularly these SEC schools. We cannot surrender this advantage to the Alabama, to LSU, whoever you're talking about.
Someone said this during the break, said, Jake, would you be okay with no tax on NIL for Nebraska if it meant we won the national championship? I don't know. Probably would not.
Hold on. Answer
that's
the question.
And that's the only way to win the titles is that in this ridiculous hypothetical, which you hate hypotheticals? The only way for you to win the title is if you don't tax NIL.
Well, if it just gives you a better chance. Because these schools you're talking about, they do have a chance. I mean, Georgia has a chance. Alabama has a chance. LSU would have a chance. Mm. Florida seems a little bit on the outside. They don't have state income tax anyway,
right,
though.
Right.
Illinois, maybe Illinois. I would ask you and to answer the question. What if it puts Nebraska in the semifinals?
I don't want to answer that question because I'm going to be very unpopular with people either way. Because if I say, yeah, I'm okay with it, I'm a hypocrite. And if I say I'm not, then I'm going to go, wow, Jake, do you even care about Nebraska? You can't answer that question properly. That's an unfair hypothetical to me.
I think you can answer it properly. I think the second answer was correct, which is no. I mean, I'm still not down with it. Even if
that's how I would stand.
Yeah. I think you would stand towards the second one, right? Even if it guaranteed Nebraska being in the national title game, you would still say, no, you still got to tax these guys. Oh my God! Are you
no? I would. It's just
are you wavering?
No, I'm not wavering. But I can still see people saying you're crazy on either side. Both sides are saying you are crazy. That's fine. So with that being said, NFL question for you, Sip.
I got an answer.
If you were the LA Rams, had a rough start to the season, and then they had a really strong finish, made the playoffs. And won a playoff game and actually pushed the Eagles in Philadelphia, lost in the snow. Eagles, of course, went on to win the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. Aaron Rodgers, who is not going back to the Jets because the Jets don't want him, he wants to go to the Rams and bring Devontae Adams with him. Now, the Rams are considering what to do with Matthew Stafford. It appears right now he might be going somewhere else next year. But if you were to look at the Rams side of things, Matthew Stafford, 37 years old, getting older, but still very good. Aaron Rodgers, 41 years old. Which quarterback would you want to be your QB next year?
It's not close. It's not a debate. I don't want Rodgers around my franchise. I like him too. I just don't. It's there's too much with him now. I've watched him. I watched him with the Jets. I watched the Browns game, and I watched him against someone. He's not Aaron Rodgers that we knew, but it's more than that. It's the whole thing that comes with it. It's him going on with what's his name,
Pat McAfee.
It's him going on there and talking too much. It's just the whole. I'm going to call it a circus.
It's a circus
that he brings with it.
There's no circus with Stafford.
I don't want the Rodgers. And I hate saying that because I like Aaron Rodgers. I like him. I agree with a lot of what he says and does. But I don't want that whole Aaron Rodgers. It's kind of not a circus in a way because he doesn't have a lot of people around him. You know, I don't think he's a big entourage guy. He's just so much to deal with.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
I mean, he's so opinionated, and he's so. I just don't want all that in my franchise. No, I'll take declining Stafford over declining.
The only reason you consider Rodgers here is I'm curious what Sean McVay would do with him, because Sean McVay is a very, very innovative offensive coach.
Rodgers is 41.
I know that.
There's only so much you can do.
But
with that.
I'd like to see what does Stafford want. Does Stafford want, you know, not a long term contract, but a longer, couple years versus maybe Rodgers doing a 1-year deal.
Neither is a great situation. But I'm talking the lesser of two evils, and I think
that's a good approach to it.
Yeah, and I think Stafford is much lesser of the two evils. So I'm going Stafford. Why do you want a?
I would also choose Stafford. Let me make that clear. I'm trying to, as you always say. Play devil's advocate for Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
You got to support that side a little bit.
I know. I understand. And there are definitely positives to Aaron Rodgers. Again, to be clear, I like Aaron Rodgers. I'm a fan, but I watched him and the decline is real. Plus, he's sort of the pain in the you know what, right?
And I would push.
Wouldn't you say that about
Rodgers?
He's
a pain in the butt. I would push back on one thing. And again, I'm not trying to. You're a bigger Rodgers fan than I am. Let's go with that. But in terms of support for why it might make sense for him to go to LA is that
Devontae Adams.
They didn't have an off their offense sucked in New York. They had no creativity.
They had guys though.
I mean, Nathaniel Hackett came back, and again, he was a failed head coach with the Broncos badly.
Yeah,
it didn't work.
I can't defend
out.
Nathaniel Hackett.
You can't. No, you can't try. Whatever worked for him, with the Packers. It has gone completely awry. He's lost everything. He was horrible in Denver. He was horrible this year with the Jets. He's a lost cause. So maybe if Rodgers had Sean McVay's coaching and his wherewithal, that could help him get back on track, because he still has the arm strength. He still has some speed. He's not fast. He's got some speed.
Aaron.
Like, his stats were not terrible this year.
Right.
But they fired the coach after 4 or 5 games. The whole season was lost at that point. And just never got on track.
That's a good. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. The offense was flawed from a, I'll say, schematic standpoint, clearly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I saw the game I saw. There were, okay, he was throwing to guys running wrong routes. They weren't on the same page. And my thought was, okay, how can you not be on the same page on this critical fourth and long where you threw it to a guy who was running downfield and you just threw it into his back, basically, on that critical play? Mm-hmm. How's that happening? I mean, they weren't on the same page. It's just more than that, though. It's, okay, just address the McAfee situation. I don't know why he does it, except he gets probably paid a lot of money to do it.
Gets paid.
But I don't, if I were a general manager or a team owner, I wouldn't like that. Like, why are you doing this? Why are you sharing all this stuff that probably shouldn't be shared?
He did it all year in a year of disarray.
Right.
Again, where the coach was fired, the GM is gone now with the Jets. They never were in contention for the playoffs, ever. But he's still doing his weekly appearances.
Rodgers, this is my perception of Rodgers. He let himself become too public. Just too much of a thing. He allowed it to happen. You don't have to allow that to happen, right?
That's the guy you're questioning. What's important to you right now? Do you really want to win just after a paycheck? You just after trying to keep yourself entertained? What is your priority? And I think Matthew Stafford still wants to win. Matthew Stafford's already won a Super Bowl with the Rams.
Yeah, what I'm getting at here is I just like a quarterback who's locked in on his football and winning.
I think that's why you and I both agree that Matthew Stafford would be the pick for us for the Rams. But I guess it's a story of Rodgers closing his NFL career, going back to the state where he played college football, at where he's from.
Oh, wonderful. It's all about Rodgers. And it's just his persona became much too part of the conversation. His persona.
Stick with Stafford.
Just stick with a guy who wants to win football games. Now, Rodgers, of course, wants to win football games, but there's so much more to him that I don't want to deal with as an NFL coach or GM.
We will wrap things up next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!